siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Discover the value of convenience with golf cart service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, or buy, we have industry-leading club car vehicles for every need. Our mobile service truck brings maintenance directly to you, ensuring stress-free service. Plus, with our simple financing options, owning a club cart has never been easier. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to explore our inventory and learn more.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Mona?
I'm good. How are you
today? I don't know. I don't know what these people down in the Middle East are doing today. I have no idea. I'm like here. Now I got here really early today. And so I still got here really early. But Ramona, I sat at 7-8 changes of the lights in consecutive lights down in the middle of Easley for no reason that is clear to me whatsoever. I mean, nobody was... It's not like there were a million vehicles. They're just not moving. There's no train. I don't know what they're doing. What are you people doing? I have no idea. I mean, I guess you're on your phones. Don't you know it's illegal now to be on your phones? I guess they're on their phones, Ramon. I can't...
So you couldn't wait for that day, huh?
Yeah.
Look, for it to be illegal to be on your phone.
Look, if I was driving a dump truck... These people be going through the light whether they wanted to or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I would turn them left or right depending on where I wanted them. But, yeah, we have lots to get to today. Obviously, it was a huge weekend of football. We have football right now. You know, I said to Sam, man, give it all to me. I 100% want this game. First of all, there's never football on when I'm on. There's never. So, you know, to have any football game on while we're on is awesome. Beyond that, I mean, football is almost over. Okay, it's almost
that's true.
It's almost
it is
done.
Almost over.
Right, so I want as much of it as you can give me. Feed it to me intravenously. Pump it into my veins. Inject me with it all. I want it. I want this game too. I want every single stinking game. Every game we can manage. I want. Yes. And we're going to get to that. By the way, do we have the picks for all everybody in these 20 games? Because the games are actually being played.
I don't see them here. Maybe they're posted on the Twitter. I need to look.
All right, yeah, find that out for me if you can. Clemson basketball, Ramona. It was an adventure, you know. And believe it or not, I had a person on Twitter write and say, "Fire Brownell." I mean, listen, you need to be building the biggest basketball statue of Brownell. You need to be building a King Kong the movie size statue of Brownell. That's what you need to be doing. He's the best basketball coach in Clemson basketball history. It's not even close. And oh, by the way, you won another game. And it's amazing that people have reached the point with Clemson basketball where you can complain about winning. It's basically all they do is win. They've only lost a couple games to elite teams, and they've lost by just a few points. They were right there in those games, and people still aren't satisfied. Oh, I get it. Again, you lost a 27-point lead. I get it. We'll talk about what actually happened, and we're going to start there. First of all, let me say this. Would you rather your team trail 38-11? And come back and lose? How would you have liked to be on the Cincinnati part of it? If you don't like the Clemson part of it, let me just ask you this. If you don't like the Clemson part of it, how would you like the Cincinnati part? How would you have liked the trailing 38-11 part? What would you people have been writing then to the guy who wrote me that? What would you have written me then if you had been trailing 38-11? I can only imagine. You know, there's no taste of that anymore. That used to be like every game here. Clemson basketball used to regularly trail 38-11. Worse. That's what Clemson basketball was. Now, people complain about winning. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. And basically, all Clemson basketball does is win. All they do is win. Is it always going to be like you want it? Do you want to draw up the score and the way the game is going to play out in advance? And if it doesn't meet that measure, what are you going to do? Count it as a loss? You won. It's not the way you wanted to win. Clemson's got to figure out a way to play two halves. There are some issues in that. But there's also the fact that all you do is win. And even after that BYU game, when things could have turned sideways, you found ways to win all these games. That's not what Clemson basketball would have done in the past. I saw a guy today on Twitter running away, and that's why I like Clemson baseball and football, and I don't really... What are you talking about? What on earth are you talking about? The winningest program at the school right now, and then like soccer, is Clemson men's basketball. They epitomize winning. That's what they do. They win almost every time out. Yeah, that's not how you want to draw it up. It's not. And we're going to get to some of the reasons. We'll get to some of the reasons why. But part of it is basketball. 20-point leads are lost with regularity. Now, this team, you know, again, not only did you lose a young superstar in Foster, who is the most talented player that Brad's ever recruited, which doesn't help. But once a lead starts to slip away in any sport, we've seen it in football repeatedly, but in basketball, with a 3-point field goal and live ball turnovers, 20-point leads can evaporate in a heartbeat, and this one did. And then you have to find a way to win it all over again. You know, the last 2 minutes of the first half was the real key. The last 2 minutes, Cincinnati goes on a 7-0 run. 7-0 run the last 2 minutes. So the 27-point lead shrinks to 20. And now they're feeling better about themselves. Their best player, their leading scorer, gets things going again. And that's what we saw in the end of the first half with Jisel James. Jisel James got going right at the end of the first half, and I thought that made a difference. And then you come out the start of the second half, and it's still a carryover. And in the first 5 minutes of the second half, Cincinnati outscores Clemson by 11 in those 5 minutes. And everything switched. The turnover switched. In the first half, Cincinnati's turning the ball over. Their defense isn't energized. They're playing individual basketball. They're not moving the ball. They're not passing the ball. A lot of one-on-one. And defensively, they're just not energized at all. They're trailing every screen. They're not getting out on shooters. They're not. None of the things you expect to see from a Cincinnati team are they doing. And Clemson's taken great advantage of all of it. In the last 2 minutes of the first half, that script flips, and it carries over in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And in those 7 minutes, Cincinnati outscores Clemson by 18 points. 18 points in those 7 minutes. And now you have a completely different basketball game. Now you have a game that with 15 minutes left, the lead is down to 9. Now you have to win it all over again. And honestly, it stayed pretty much around 9 for most of the second half. And then at about the 4-minute mark, when it was still 9, Cincinnati goes on a run. And one of the things that happens is, you know, the other team gets energized. Their defense intensifies, and that's what happened. It helps when you're seeing the ball go through. And, you know, in the first half, when Clemson's knocking every shot out with great player movement, great ball movement, and Clemson's feeling it, and it's intensifying their defense as well. But Cincinnati, again, at that point, is failing in all those areas. In the first half, Cincinnati is committing the live ball turnovers and playing soft with the ball. In the second half, once that momentum switched, Clemson started playing soft with the basketball. You've got to play strong with the basketball. That's how you protect leads. And it's just so easy to succumb. It's just so easy. I mean, what did Thomas hit? Thomas hit 5 3-pointers in like the first 10 minutes of the second half. In the first half, he had none. He had zippo. He hit 5 3s in the first 10 minutes of the second half. That's how a basketball game changes. It happens every single night in basketball, every single night. And it's a part of this team. And one of the reasons is that, you know, it's been discussed ad nauseum, but Clemson does not have a closer. Now, let's not act like Chase closed every game last year, because there were a lot of games he didn't, and people were complaining that, you know, that Clemson was running through him. But the reality is that's the piece that Clemson's missing. And everybody knows that. Clemson does not have a 20-point scorer on the year. Every game, the box score looks really similar to this one. And I'm looking at it right now. So you had Godfrey with 10, Welling with 12, Hunter with 10, Porter with 11, Buckner with 12, Davidson with 10. You have 6 double-figure scores. That's great balance. There's a lot to like in that. You know, the opponent can't stop one guy, can't stop two guys. There's a lot to like in that. But the create your own guy, create for others at the end of the game, that has been missing. And you had hoped that Foster would become that. Well, you don't have that right now. Now, maybe you have a chance to have it. We'll get to that. But college basketball games flip like this all the time. From a Clemson standpoint, the Tigers have to play stronger with the basketball in the second half of games if this starts to happen, if your shot starts to fail. The other thing was, I thought Clemson looked really fatigued defensively in that second half. You know, if you actually watch, like, for example, I thought Dylan Hunter struggled in the second half. Now, he made his free throws at the end, which ultimately won the game. But I thought he struggled defensively in the second half, and he looked gassed. He looked tired to me. He was not getting through screens. He was not fighting through screens. It was leaving shooters open, and they were hitting those shots. And Dylan is normally a really good defensive basketball player. I think part of this is, the loss of Foster. And more is being asked. Okay, for example, Dylan Hunter played 34 minutes. Okay, I don't know if a Clemson player has played 34 minutes in a regulation game all year. He played 34 minutes. So I think that points to what I'm talking about. And they started knocking out some of those shots that they were not making the first half. So in the first half, it's Cincinnati who's turned the ball over. It's Cincinnati who's not running good offense. It's It's Cincinnati who can't buy a jump shot. In the second half, it's Clemson who can't buy a shot. It's Clemson turning the ball over with live ball turnovers. It's Cincinnati getting out and running. It's Cincinnati with the energized defense. It's Clemson not fighting through screens and not recovering to shooters. And that's what you saw. That's what you saw. This is basically the way basketball works. And you're not done seeing this. There are going to be others like this. It shouldn't happen with the regularity that it is. Clemson's got to find a way in the second half of games to play stronger with the basketball. You can't have the live ball turnovers. You can't have empty possessions. Any shot is better than no shot. Live ball turnovers, fuel transition, those are the things that happen to Clemson in the second half. And quite honestly, it easily could have gone away. And I thought for a minute it was going to go away. It was down to one, and it felt like Cincinnati had all the momentum. And I thought Clemson did a couple of things to win at the end. One was a fatigued Dylan Hunter gathered himself, stepped to the line twice, and knocked out all four free throws. Nothing but net, which he's done all year. At the end of these games, Dylan Hunter has stepped to the free throw line and made big free throw after. I don't remember him missing a free throw at the end of a game. I know he's missed a few, but he's shooting like 90% from the foul line. I don't remember him missing a free throw in an end of game situation. He's knocked them out consistently, and he needed to based on the decisions that the Clemson made. I don't want to get to that, which I think are arguably the right decision, but it's one of the oldest arguments in basketball. We'll get to that element. But I thought he played well. I thought that Nick Davidson made a couple of key passes late in entries looking to R.J. Godfrey, and Godfrey got the seal and delivered the mail with his strength, and that's how Clemson won. So that's how the Tigers ultimately pulled it out at the end. But guess what? You have two options in this game. You could be on the Clemson side, which is the winning side, which is the side that went up 38-11, or you could be on the Cincinnati side, which is the losing side, which is the side that went down 38-11. Like I said, I can just imagine what a couple of the numbskulls would be saying if Clemson went down 38-11 in a basketball game. It would be people would act like it never happened before, because it basically never does under this coach and this staff. I mean, they have been right there in every game. And the only games they've lost to, other than the Georgetown game, were two elite teams in Alabama and BYU. And all of those games were winnable. They were all winnable. That's what this team is. Again, they're still finding their way. And they're still going to need to find their way, because the loss of Foster is significant. He's a game-changing athlete that was just scratching the surface of what he was going to become. So, you know, the bottom line is the team found a way to win. At the end, when everything was going against them and snowballing against them, they found a way to tough out a win. That's all you can do. They're not all going to be pretty. I got a news flash for you. They're not all going to be pretty. You have to find ways to win, and that's all this team does. This team needed, after the BYU loss, before you get into conference play, this team had three challenges coming up. None of them, they were bound to be difficult after the way Clemson lost the BYU game. That was a quick emotional turnaround. It was bound to be difficult. This team found a way to win all three of those games. Are they playing their best? No. At their best, how good do they look? At their best, they've actually been clobbering some people, some good teams. So, look, they have to find a way to continue to put it all together. You still need the end-of-game answer, but one of the end-of-game answers is not to put yourself in that situation, and this team can play. This team has proven the level they can play at. Now it's sort of tying it together, bringing it all together, playing on a more consistent basis, not having second-half fails like that, and this team is capable of that. They just need to keep getting better. Keep playing, keep getting better. But the bottom line is they found a way to win. That's the bottom line. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for next year. Is there anything that Gary can do to help me?
Great question, listener, and one that I get often this time of year, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The qualified answer is probably. The odds are in your favor that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that I can write a person in. Give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and let's go through the exercise together.
There you have it, listener. Gary thinks you have a pretty good chance of qualifying for a special election, so give him a call today, 864-307-8484, to find out. You'll thank me later.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com. Merry Christmas.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Said the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see?
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. And keep in mind, Clemson lost Buddy Johnson, too, who's been playing really well. So Clemson lost two guards. They lost Foster and Johnson last game. Didn't have either, and that's why Dylan's playing 34 minutes and why he's trailing things defensively that he's not normally trailing. And that's another reason that Cincinnati was able to author their comeback. So good for them. Clemson's going to have to find, hopefully Buddy Johnson will be back by the time Clemson resumes, and that'll make up for a little bit of that, because that's an issue. Again, that depth, which was one of the strengths of this team, has suddenly been shortened dramatically by when you lose two guards, and both those guys were playing well, and you desperately needed both of them. So you don't have either one of them right now, and you're obviously not going to have Foster for the rest of the year. So the question is, what changes in the end-of-game situation? Again, people are going to keep focusing on this 20-point scorer thing, and you know, and people are saying, well, I've never seen this before. And that's what the announcers are saying during the broadcast of that game. And that's probably true. It's probably true, but you don't have to have that. This team wasn't going to be that at the start of the year. But look, there are some things that are going to change, okay? And when we move into league play, this game is going to become a little more half court. And I'm telling you right now, as it does, Nick Davidson is going to become a bigger and bigger factor. You can watch for that, because I'm going to tell you, I think the 20-point thing is going to be broken by one of two guys, either Porter or Nick Davidson. I think one of those two guys is going to break the 20-point thing. It'll be one of them. Porter, look, a lot of these first halves, he's lighting it up, and the second half, he's sort of disappearing a little bit. And maybe that's a little bit of fatigue, too. How many minutes did he play? He played 31. See, your guards suddenly are having to play way more minutes than they've been playing. And Ace Buckner played 27, and he'd basically been playing zero until the Foster injury. I mean, at the start of the year, he'd played well. But the reality is that as this team starts to search for who could possibly fill that role, and I don't know if you're really going to have that, but the guy that you start to watch is Ace Buckner, because he can create his own. It's not so much create for others, but, you know, I don't know that that's his strength, but he can do a little bit of that too. But he's a guy who can beat people off the dribble. He can finish off at the rim. You know, what he hasn't mastered yet is being able to pull up and hit a mid-range jump shot off of his driving ability. His three-point shot still needs work. But, you know, in terms of a guy who can get to the rim and finish through contact, he can give you some of that. And so he might be the guy that ultimately this falls on. At least he looks the guy who's most the part. Now, and part of it's his aggressive nature. He's an aggressive guy. He plays with a lot of fire and a lot of aggression. And then I think, again, once you get into league play, now this is different because it's hard to go to a post player at the end of basketball games, because you need multiple passes to get there, right? And that's not always possible. So that's a little difficult. Utah State, Ramona, just stuffed a fourth and one. I don't know what you do in Washington State. What was that? Washington State, Ramona, was getting ready to put Utah State away. And that's just awful. I mean, that whole thing is awful. Just what is that? Ramona, we both have Washington State, right?
Yes.
Okay. We were up 14-0, Ramona. We're getting three, and we were about to go up 21-0 potentially here before the half. And again, as we already know, sporting events can change at the half. If you don't think, if you think it's just a basketball thing, Alabama trailed Oklahoma 17-0 after quarter, and they won going away by double digits, right? So it happens in other sports too. It's funny, momentum is a powerful thing, but from a Clemson standpoint, there's no question that losing Butta Johnson on top of losing Foster had a big impact in the way that game changed in the second half. I don't want to diminish it completely, Clemson needs to play stronger with the basketball in the second half of games, and we'll see whether that happens moving forward. But again, in basketball, like every other sport, there's winning and losing, and Clemson just keeps winning. That's what they do. And they're going to get into league play, and they're going to keep winning too. So they're going to have to answer some things. And again, they're still going to have to figure out the Foster situation, which was a major, major loss because he's the most talented player on the team. So there's that. Jed says Ace Buckner has actually hit two threes in the last two games. He has potential there. And now I don't really want to see that, Jed. I don't think he's a pure shooter. He's a mechanical shooter, and I'm not a fan of seeing him pull up from three right now. I really don't want to see that. I'd rather see him work more on the mid-range and be able to hit a 12 or 15 footer off of his drive. You know, if he has time to set his feet and all that, then I don't hate him taking that shot. But I'm not in love with him shooting threes. I don't think that's his strength right now. I think that it may be come next year, because I think the kid obviously has tremendous drive and work ethic. I think he needs to improve in that area, and we'll see whether they do. But yeah, I think all those things are true. Texas says the teams that like to play physical tight D do not like other teams to play them that way. Clemson plays tough D. They have to learn to play good O when somebody plays D against them. Look, there's some truth in that. That's Texter 967. There's some truth in that. Look, one of the issues that Clemson's had, and I think part of it is you have guys coming from one level of basketball who have now advanced to a higher level of basketball. One of the issues Clemson has had is a failure to finish around the rim, other than like Godfrey. And this has been true of almost everybody. It's been one of the issues that Clemson has had. And you've seen a lot of shots roll off the rim. That's finishing through contact. That's 6'10 guys who played on lower levels of basketball suddenly understanding the physicality that's at play at this level of basketball. And it's learning how to finish through contact. You're right, Texter. I think that's a fair point. I think you're 100% right. You're playing against bigger, more physical teams, and a lot of these guys are – look, when guys like Davidson and Welling are playing at the level they're playing at, they're not always seeing bigs that are their size. And if they are, there's only one. And they're not as talented as the bigs that they're seeing now. They're not as athletic as the bigs that they're seeing now. So, you know, that's an adjustment of sorts. Welling has been able to make the adjustment in part because he's a really good athlete. And he's been able to hit threes too, which keeps people honest. Davidson is just starting to figure it out. And if you noticed, he's a guy, when he hit two threes again last night, he's starting to hit that shot as I knew he would. Because honestly, his shot from three looks even better than Welling's. It's just an issue of it going in. Honestly, of the three bigs, the one I think is the worst of the three or four bigs, the one I think is the worst shooter from three, I mean, well, that's Godfrey, but he doesn't take any threes, is Welling. I mean, Welling's like the designated three-point shooter in part because he's playing a three, but I don't really think that's his strength. I don't. I mean, he'll hit some like he did at the start of the year, but since the competition ramped up, he really hasn't been hitting threes. And so I think when you look at this team, I think there's no question that's been an adjustment. But I think Davidson, I think you're starting to see him figure it out. He can play with patience in the post. I think he was rushing things at first, and now I think you're starting to see him play with a little patience, get a little more confident. Again, he's got the Pete Newell big man camp skill set. If you don't know who Pete Newell was, look it up. Legendary coach at Cal, coached the big men, coached big men in off seasons, and every legendary player ever played went to be coached by Pete Newell. Davidson has some of that low block stuff. He does. He has some of it inherent, and he can absolutely hit the face up three. So I think as you move into ACC play and the game becomes a little more half court oriented, I think more and more you're going to see Davidson become a part of the offense. And he's also a really good passer. I don't think we've seen the full Nick Davidson skill set yet. I think you're starting to, though, which would be a good sign for this team. But, yeah, that Texter 967 is 100% right. Finishing through contact has been an issue for this team, and I think a lot of it is that you get a bunch of 6'10 guys who were not playing against the level of competition that they're facing. And so there's an adjustment period, which I think Welling has handled the best of the bigs, but I think the others are starting to figure it out. That'll be good news. That'll be good news. So, yeah. Texas said Cincinnati has an FSU roster build, long, athletic. Clemson is best when the ball isn't sticking to moon with purpose. That's right, too. That's Texter 356. These last few texters, I think, are all over it. I think you're 100% right. Mr. B said, seeing Buckner shoot threes is almost my same reaction as when Baba Lola used to shoot them. Please, no. Well, Mr. B, I'm not going to go quite as far as Alu Babalola, because the funniest thing I ever saw, Ramona, the funniest thing I ever saw was one of those games in the ACC. I think it was in the ACC tournament. And Oliver Purnell, I asked Oliver Purnell about this, Ramona. You probably remember this. Because Babalola is firing up shots, Ramona. They're going off the top of the board, the side of the backboard. I mean, just like everything. And Oliver Purnell, who had nothing to do with recruiting Alu Babalola, Oliver Purnell, one of those times on the sideline after a Babalola shot, he put his hand over his face and put his face down, and he was trying to keep from laughing out loud. He was trying to keep from laughing out loud, Ramona, because he knew And I asked him about it, because he was literally laughing. He was covering his face. When I got him on, I said, all right, coach, I'm going to ask you about something. I said, I saw that look on your face when Lou was. I said, I know what the look was, coach. I said, the look was, who the hell recruited these guys?
Yeah.
And he admitted it.
He did.
He admitted it. Do you remember the other thing? You know, the other thing he said that was funny, because during that time, Clemson couldn't make free throws, and he was asked constantly about the free throw shooting. And my favorite answer that he gave to that was, somebody asked him, you know, what you need to do to fix the free throw shooting, and he said, recruit better shooters.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I remember that.
He said, recruit better shooters. He was not happy with the Larry Shyatt era, with good reason, the backyard wrestling era. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, we're late, quick break.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina, because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Escape to Margaritaville without leaving South Carolina. On January 24th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center proudly presents A1A, the official Jimmy Buffett tribute band. A1A brings the tropical vibes and timeless hits that parrot heads love. From winning the Jimmy Buffett Soundalike Contest to performing alongside Buffett himself, A1A delivers the ultimate island party experience. Don't miss this unforgettable night of trop rock and coastal Americana. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Our newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. To lay before the king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. We have to go over all the bowl games, Ramona. And by the way, the Alabama Oklahoma game, Ramona, the one that when we went over them on Friday, whenever it was, remember how I was stunned that I was the only one taking Alabama.
Remember, I remember that. You were the only one.
I couldn't believe that all 11 people, because it was like a 1-point game. I mean, plus, in the first game, Alabama moved the ball actually at will on Oklahoma. They just turned it over three times. So it didn't seem logical to me that they would turn it over three times again. I just didn't think so. And this time it was Oklahoma who turned it over, and I didn't trust that Oklahoma offense. But I didn't know. I don't even like this Alabama team, and I think they're done. I think Indiana is gonna whoop them. But having said that, I was shocked that other people didn't take Alabama, just mainly because I didn't think Oklahoma was any good. You know, I mean, I didn't believe in Mateer. I didn't believe in that offense. I didn't believe in their running game either. And I just didn't think they were any good. So I thought it was like sort of a mirror image game. There were more points scored in that game than I expected. I thought that game would be lower scoring. I thought it would be more like 20-17, I think I said, or something of that sort. And, you know, some of the points came without yards. We make too much of yardage, all right, just in general. We make way too much of yardage because a lot of yardage is accumulated because you're losing. You know, and when you create turnovers, you no longer need yardage. You know, again, that's the reality of it. So if John Mateer throws a pick that gets taken back 50 yards for a touchdown, guess what? I don't need yardage. I'm going to punt the ball. I'm going to kick the ball right back to you. You're going to have the ball back. And now I need yardage even less because I'm winning on the scoreboard, and I trust my defense more than I trust offense. So I just think we get caught up in that too much. I think yardage can be really deceiving. Oklahoma dominated the first quarter, and Alabama dominated the last three quarters. I mean, completely dominated the last three quarters. Oklahoma's the one who's getting the garbage yards at the end of the game because they're trailing by 10 trying to come back. So, again, I didn't know how it would turn out. I was just surprised it was 11-1 because it was like a one-point spread. So I thought it would be more like a 6-6 deal. And no one hates Alabama more than me in terms of what my expectation for them was. I just thought Oklahoma was just as bad, and I think having watched the game, I think Alabama was better. I mean, they won the game in Norman, Oklahoma, in a playoff game, which, you know, heretofore had been allegedly impossible. Bengal John, coming to you in a second. We have all these games to talk about. I really want to talk about Miami and what they did, and the fact that they could beat Ohio State because they can. Whether they do or not is another question, but they can. Let me tell you about my friends at Ortho Laser. Look, if you want your pain to go away, then you need Ortho Laser. 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. A short drive from anywhere in the upstate. The phone number to relieve your pain, 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001, Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. The website is recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime, treatment suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery, any sort of pain, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for many patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases like tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer a flexible payment program. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients often find the cost very reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. You can book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. Their six-visit package is under $500. Recoverwithlight.com. Trust me, when your pain goes away, under $500 is going to be the best deal you ever made. Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I hope you guys had a great weekend.
Yes, thank you, John. You too.
Got a question for you, Walt. More of a statement than a question. I paid more attention in the playoffs, these playoff games. I paid more attention to quarterback play than I really ever have. Usually when I watch a ball game, I'm watching all facets of the ball game. But I really paid attention to quarterback play. I really don't have a reason for it other than I just wanted to see, like the Oregon I've not watched Oregon all year, so and even though LSU plays Ole Miss, I haven't studied Trinidad Chambliss very much. But here's my question, Walt. I watch these guys, or statement, I watch these guys, Trinidad Chambliss and the Oregon quarterback, not so much Alabama. I've seen him a ton. But Trinidad Chambliss made two or three plays on fairly long balls, one for about 30 yards, if I'm correct, to a receiver in the end zone. And that ball had arch on it, and you could see the nose of the ball literally go into the receiver's hands. He did it on two or three occasions. That one is the one that stands out to me the most. And then when I watched the Oregon quarterback, I saw a lot of the same type of stuff. Where I didn't see that with Ty Simpson, nor did I see that in the Tulane quarterback. When you mention layering the ball, is that what you're talking about, the flight of the ball and how it actually enters the receiver's hands? Because those two guys I mentioned, it's not flat. It's got arch, and you can literally see the nose of the ball. I mean, literally, he almost like dropping it in a milk jug. It was pretty dadgum impressive to me. So my question is that what you call layering?
Well, not necessarily, John. It sounds like really what you're talking about is arm strength and the ball getting there. But layering is basically the ability to throw the ball between levels of a defense. You know, in other words, you might need to be able to throw the ball over the linebackers in front of the DBs. You've got to be able to throw a touch. Indiana forces you to layer the ball. If you can't layer the ball against Indiana, you're in for a long game. You know, and I think Julian Sain even found that out the first go around. So, you know, that's part of it. But I think what you're talking about is arm talent, it sounds like. You're talking about just the ability to get the ball there. And those two guys have arm talent. Look, I guess I'm the only one, but I said this since the kickoff show. I think Ole Miss is going to beat Georgia. Now, this depends on Lacy. Because Lacy, I think, is the key to the whole game. They've got to be able to run the ball. But they're not going to fear Georgia because they think they should have beat them the first time. I think losing Lane Kiffin is actually a benefit because he won't be subject to his boneheaded in-game decisions. I think short-term, right, that doesn't hurt them at all. And I actually think that Ole Miss has the better quarterback and the better running back. And I also think that their team speed is the equal of Georgia's. I was really impressed when I watched Ole Miss win at Norman despite Lane Kiffin. I thought what shocked me was their team speed. So, you know, and look, I think you have a dual threat athletic quarterback who's confident. And I don't think Gunnar Stockton's confident right now at all.
Yeah. I mean, the last game out, he didn't look as sharp as he has. My final question to you, Walt, and I'll take it off the air. I'm probably going to lose you anyway. Trinidad Chambliss, if he does not get another year of eligibility, and I haven't heard the status on that, maybe you already know.
No, I don't.
But is this guy he wasn't even high, I mean, not even hardly recruited, goes to a Division II school and wins two championships and gets to Ole Miss and showing out like a stud. But, I mean, is this guy – first round, second round? I mean, what is he?
No, I don't think he's any of those things right now because I think there's still too much wild child in his game. But there's some physical talent there. There's no question about that. You know, Charlie Weiss is the guy who actually discovered him when he was bumping around on the internet watching film. And he's the guy who made Kiffin aware of him. So Charlie Weiss actually gets credit for that. But look, he beat out a guy who looked like a potential round one talent, looked like what a round one talent looks like, in 6'4" and you know 225 pounds. And Chambliss has been terrific at the college level, no question. You know, I think we need to see more from him, and maybe another year if he gets it, we'll see. But other than that, no, I wouldn't expect him to be drafted in that range.
Okay. Thank you all. Part of it, have a good week. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you, too. Part of it is his height. I don't know what they're listing him at and his size. Now, some of that's been, you know, negated in recent years. We've seen smaller quarterbacks have some success in recent years. Texter Sprinter 412 says, I think Ohio State is the easiest draw of the quarterfinals. I'm not so sure about that. I think they could be in trouble. I think Ohio State's going to have a war on their hands. Listen, when we did the kickoff show, at the end of the kickoff show, I posed a question. I said, all right, we basically all agree on the top five, regardless of whether we disagree on order. I said, who's the sixth team? I said, because I think it's Miami. And everybody, to a person, said they agree with that. They all thought it was Miami. And the question is obviously Carson Beck. Well, Carson Beck's not going to play in another game, I don't think, where the where there are 50-mile-an-hour winds. And when Beck can play from a clean pocket, he's as good-looking a quarterback as there is in the field. He just can't handle pressure, nor can he handle 50-mile-an-hour winds. We'll talk more about all this. But Miami's going to pose Ohio State some issues. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. You call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. You'll 100% thank me later. Yeah, I don't think, listen, I can't wait for to see this round of the playoffs. I just think it's going to be incredible. I think we have four really good matchups, or three and a half. But I think Ohio State and Miami is one of those. Oh, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern Hospitality.